Beis, about 10 lines down, Birabonim, Nishkele, Nele Biyad, Vitip Shadra Belozer. So the Mora is trying like this. The Mora says, Rabbah brought this proof that Rabbi Eliezer agrees if you could be Mashana, you should be Mashana, by saying, quoting the Braisa, that you do Chaticha Bashinov. And it says, who is it? It's Rabbi Eliezer. The Mora says, no, I can tell you really it's Rabbana. And the case was, the reason why it was done Ayere Chavero is because it wasn't in a place where a person could have done it himself. It wasn't specifically copying on a case of Chavero. It says, Lachar, there's three different ways of doing it. There's Yad, there's Shinov, and there's Kli. Kli is the normal Derech, and that's going to be Chayef. Biyad or Bashinov are both Shinoyim, and the Braisa chose a case of doing it with teeth. Why didn't it happen a case of Yad? So the Mora is going to present that if the Tana of the Braisa is Eliezer, it makes sense why it chose Shinov and not Yad. But if it's Rabbonon, it doesn't seem to make sense. Why would it choose the case of Shinov over the case of Yad? It should choose the case of Yad over the case of Shinov, because that would tell me a secondary Chiddush at the same time. By saying Yad, I understand that the Chachamim would agree that Kli is a problem. Which there's an like Rabbi Elazar, the Amora points out that's a Chiddush. Matishat Rabbi Elazar, Domer Rabbi Elazar, Machlokes Biyad, but Kli Dibrei Kol is Chayiv. That Rabbi Elazar feels it necessary to point out that the Chama only argue and say that Chaver doing it is Pater, it's Biyad. But Chaver does it, but Kli is Chayiv. That's not considered strange. So that would have been the logical thing to do. If it's the Rabbanon, you would have chapped on a case of Yad. And I would understand that coming to Fuke Kli is Chayiv. And now that it chapped on a case of Shinov, which I have no there's no reason to chap on a case of Shinov more than Yad, so I don't see that it's giving me any diuk on what the Lacha by Kli is. The Mora says, okay. So therefore, must be the Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer. The Mora says, "Ulatimeich, very nice." But according to your thought process, Rabbi Eliezer nami lishkele nihale biyad. So why does it, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why does it mention Shinov? Why does it mention Yad? Also, the same question. The Mora says, "Haimai." No, what is it? What type of compare? There's no equivalence. Gamar Bishlama. Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu de Gazer, yeah, that's a Kli. Since that holds Machshir Mitzah, and Tosis points out that he holds Machshir Mitzah, which when the case, which it's not actually the Shaninan, where that's what was Rabbi's whole point, you would be Matra Kli. So there is a place where Kli really would be Matra. So understand why. In a case of Efshel Shanuye and Kli is not Mutter, we need to distance ourselves from the case of Kli and say that not only is Kli Osir, but Yad is Osir, Gzeira Yad Otu Kli. Because that's within the realm of discussion. A person can make a truly valid mistake and think Kli is Mutter. Because in a case where there's no, it's not Efshel, really, it just says Kli is actually Mutter. Right? So therefore, I need to tell you that in the Mikdash, which sometimes the rices are mutter, since over here you have an option, the rices are not mutter, and only that, Dafka Bashina, which is a very extraordinary Darabanan, as opposed to Yad, which is very close to the Dev Kli, people will make a mistake. That's why I chose Shinov over Yad. There's no reason why the current of the Rabbanan that Yad should be any less problematic than the Shinov. And it could have told me that this point that Yad is mut. Remember the according to the Rabbanon, there never is a case where you're going to be matzah kli in mikdash. It's all in mikdash. I'm saying the shoes and shoes for mikdash, and we're being matzah the shoes of the shoes. But there's never a harm that the person would come to be matzah kli because there never exists such a heter. So we don't need to distance ourselves from kli by dafka doing shinov. So then, if so, it would be much more logical to tell me that if it's rabbanon, the case of choice would have been a case of yad, and it didn't tell me that. It must be it's not the rabbanon. So therefore, Rava's proof from the brisa, the more it's coming out, it stands. The Tana brisa is Rabbi Yezer, and when it's actually shenuye is mishanina. Look, Rashi. Rabbi Omar. So we're on the bottom Rashi in Kuf Gimel Mad Aleph. So we're going back to that Rabbi's giving us a fourth option of how to answer between the Mishnah over here and the Mishnah in Pesachim. Hava Hava Yad. Both Mishnayos are Biyad. Kedomer. The Bekli Leka Lukvi Pesachim. Mishum Malacha, the case in Mesetta Sachem wasn't the case of Malacha because it's lumped together with her keva, etc. So it's a case of only a drabon. So they're both biyad. Lahava hava lacha, and both are a case of lacha. The biyavesha lemitzer bekli. That had our mishnah been talking about a case of biyavesha, kli would not have been also. Like we said before, according to one opinion. Elam amastis tani shvus. The Epshalom Yesmo Mitri Mikami Mashir Mitzvah. Something that you could have done before Shabbos, Yabelis, which you could have removed before, and you didn't, is Mutter. The Shus is Mutter, but Malach is not Mutter, is Reliazahi. The Pliga. Nami Allah that he hope the Pesachim Amar Deichin. The same Rabbi Eliezer argues there in Pesachim. Rabbi Eliezer over here says it's mutter. The filo av alach mitchi mikamayu. Mekol shkein shvus. See, he said over there that if the rice is a mutter, for sure the rabbanon is a mutter. If the tana permission is Rabbi Eliezer, you have to ask why is kli aser? V'had the k'tani v'asnisen the b'kli aser. The answer is murder bliyazu, the kama the epshal the shinuya machine in a labor. If you have an option of doing it with a shina, you're mukhayiv to. Well, machalina Shabbat, you're not machal Shabbos. If you have an option, but hecha delo yavshur, if you don't have an option of to do it with a shina, gabi ismol, the chin are fili av malacha. But so the case of Israel has to be a case before it was, he didn't have another option.
What is?
He had no way to make the ism, which apparently was a shidui. What? Yeah. My he's a grubba. From where do I get to say the murder of Eliezer, the comma, the Epshel, the Shnuyim, Mishaninim, the Tanya, the Kayan, also by Yabelis? I see it from this statement, this price of that says over here that you do a Mishinov. Mishinov in the Shvusi, the Klilo, you do it in a case where it's Durbon, and not in a case where it's the Raisov. The Philo Mishinov, and even a case of doing it with his teeth, Chavera in, he can't do it himself. Why the Chavir Lamasak and Leishapri? The result of the job that the Chavir does is not a normal way. It doesn't come out as best as it could. The Chavir Meset the Shabbos Perak Matzia. This is found over there in Meset the Shabbos. The Pligur of Eliezer Rabbanan Benutzos Importna Zoy Bezoy. Person uses his fingernails to take off the other fingernails. He catches one. and the other and pulls it off. Rabbi Shina were biting it off. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas v'chachamim oisri mishum shvus. Chacham says to Rabbanan, kim lehasim l'chi mechayev Rabbi Eliezer will not do la'atzmi. Aval chaveroi direkol potu. But ayin chaveroi, it's not chay. So therefore, the time of the difference between himself and chaveroi is true in Rabbi Eliezer. That himself is the raisa by chaver is the rabbanon. So the raisa says it has to be done ayin chaveroi. That means you have to, since you have an option of doing it ayin chaver, which is the rabbanon, you're mechibed to do so. So who is that money? Hold the kamer of a kli loy uba atzman loy. He can't do it with a kli, or he can't do it himself, even mashinov. So who is that? It's not the rabbanon. Ilemer rabbanon. Darmi machshir mitzvah loy dochu. Av malacha mashir manat toicha nisar banav malacha mashir in the shavus dachu, but the rabbanon's they are doicha again mashinov ubechaveroi bechaveroi, right? It's his friend using the friend's teeth. Also the Shabbos the efshalei milimishkalei meyas. Well, it only developed on Shabbos. Chama say if you could have done before Shabbos, you should have. Yeah, but so that's that. That's pshat. But I still have a question: why dafka chaveru? You know, rabbanon legabi darav shush denoit alatzu zubazu. By bishin of ein kanela mishum shush. In the case, it's not for mitzvah purposes. It's not for mikdash purposes. It's only the rabbanon. Hacha the kasharu bechaveru mishum shush the mikdash lishronami latzvoy. Since we're doing this issur the rabbanon for the needs of the mikdash, so even do it himself. Even if he does it himself, nami shus, it's only drabon. Elalab refers to say, Rabbi Eliezer, he damer benoit al machine of the atzmai, the alma shlolim, it's a dechayiv chatas. If he does it for himself, he's chayiv chatas. Therefore he says, shumachi hachinami, therefore over here in the case of the mikdash, kima the efshir, bechavera, the havi shus, lo shirinan lay the mitchay av malacha, velishkin in an afshay. Since you have an option of you doing somebody else doing it, you can't do it yourself. So it means when we have an option of doing a shinoi, you're mechuyev to. Vavagav lomer b'leizer mashir mitzvah doichad av malacha, even though he holds a doichad av malacha, the answer is kamad efshel shinoi yemishanin. But if you have an option of change, of not doing a deraisa, you're mechuyev to do that. So chunder b'leizer, it's understandable why it chose chaveroi. Karnir Rabbanon, we don't understand. The Mor says, no, Loilam Rabbanon. Dear Eliezer, and now we're going to, therefore, reject Rava's statement. Because there is the fact that Eliezer is mat, there's so much as possible, Mayor of Shabbos, to do on Shabbos. Means he says, you know, listen, just do it. So maybe even though Tesh Lashonai, Lama Shaninan, you're not Mukhayev to. You can do it with a kli for yourself. The whole thing is mutter. You're allowed to do malachas the raisa for the tzarech of machshir mitzvah. So the town of the braisa is not Rabbi Eliezer. So it's the rabbanon. Kash rabbanon kima the noit la'atzmai namishusu nishkele iol l'namshay. Let him do it himself. Because even doing himself is only the rabbanon. The answer was either also lebekreisa. It was on part of the body. Mokam shevshalalita biyado yabishino v'achinami. If it's a place where he could reach, he would do it himself. The case was he couldn't reach. So therefore, the more saying we have no proof that Rabbi Eliezer holds this idea. If kolhecho deefshal l'shaninun l'shenuyeh mishaninun. The more I sit back, Hachi Gassina. Be Rabbanon, Lishkli Nalei Biad, Neptishat Rabbi Elozer, Klemmer, Iam Rabbi Shomer Rabbi Ezrahi. If you say, like Rabbi was suggesting before, the town of the Bryce is Rabbi Eliezer, Mishem Shinuya, Mesuk, and but he's Mechadish, you have to do a Shinui, Mishem Shinui, so Mesuk Meshaper. Then we understand that the pshat and the brayso, like the more, is going to flesh out. Well, yeah, but if you tell me, like you're suggesting right now, that the Tana of the Brisa is the Rabbanan. The time of the Bekli Loi, the reason why you can't use a Kli is Mishum Machshir and Loi Dochu Av Malacha. There's also things Machshir and Midoch and Av Malacha. Rabbanan Ashur Sudu Mahadri, the only thing they can be matter is the Rabbanans. You'll answer the reason why it was him and not somebody else was because it was simply physically impossible to reach. The begabo because it was on his back. So bear me the shemina the not lebiyad. But why don't you tell me that the chaver can take biyad? The yadon amishusi even doing biyad is also only drabana. That would be preferred to teach. The Shemina Minei Tarti, that would teach us two things. The Machshir and the Shuz Doicha, Baloyav Malach, Kinamash Malon Hashra. It would teach me the point that the Tan of this Bryce is telling me that you can't do the Rises. Good? With that, we're getting right now anyway. But furthermore, it would also teach me. Void Shemina Minei. Minoa, Minashur Le Biyad, Vol Bakli, the fact that it says Dafka Biyad, Vol Bakli, the Hocha, who Kirbalozo, that Ribalozo's statement is correct. Ribalozo, the Amara's statement is correct. Damar Hasan Perakam Tsiyamachakas Biyad, Vol Bakli, murder abundant the Chayav Chatas, Chavera, Bakli is Chayav Chatas. So he's cutting something live off of the person, and that's chayv. You can't. But once you tell me the case was Bishinov, I cannot be medayik that Bekli is the right. You can't learn that out. The medak the ha Bekli. Lo, Yishum the Av Malacha. Who? The reason why you can't use the cleave because it's in Eser Dereis. The Habiyad Nami Shusu Bala Kesharle because the Tana wasn't even matter the Rabbanans. So maybe Biyad is the Rabbanan and the cleave is also the Rabbanan, and it wasn't matter you did the Rabbanan. Somewhere it says. Say if it's Rabbi Eliezer. It was understandable why it chose Shinov and not Yat. And this is why. To make the Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, he the time of Mishum Shinuyahu, Shinuyahav. He says you can't do the normal fashion of Bekli, but I can still ask you the Nishkale Niyale Biyat. Why can't you take a Biyat? To Iko Shinuy. That's definitely a shina. The murder Rebbe Eliezer, but not to the chaver shina. Mishum Shus taking biyad. Rebbe Eliezer agrees. Taking biyad the latzmoi is a derais. Taking biyad the chaver is a derabbanan. So why did you tell me that case? So the answer here, Rebbe Eliezer, the gabi machshirei mitzvah, the tana of the brayse is like Rebbe Eliezer holds a machshirei mitzvah the shus. There even the rabbanans and even the rices, heter mashri lahu. They're both mikra din mutter. With time of mishum the efshel lishenuyim mishaninun, we say you know what, but don't do a derisa because you can do a derabbanan. So keheh mishaninun miav malacha lishvus. The same way we move from we don't do the amalacha because you have an option of doing with a shinui. We move to the derabbanan. We move away for we also if it's Efshel Shinuyim Mishaninun we don't do the Shus Chamor. Hilchach Yad Chamor Mishinayim. Yad is more Chamor. The Urchei Bahachi it's more normal. That's more Daimel the Kli. Because the Migzer Bot Fei Yad Al Tukli. That would be more of a concern. If I allow you to do Yad, you would do Kli. Yei Rabbanan Matamam Mishum Da'av Malacha Loi. Mitri, you can't do the rices, period. We only discuss what's mutter is a very, very minimal shvus, even a more chomer than a shvus would also be mutter. There's nothing more to ask. So the more it says that this stands as a valid point.
Do we say in halacha generally where you know, we allow something on Shabbos, Kvach, Yad, that the more kla achar yad, the more unusual it is, then that's what you should do.
Can't tell you that I have that in my. That definitely you'd want. You know, we want you to do something which is clearly. Now, definitely the kalacha yad, but once it's a kalacha yad, I don't think we make a difference.
Yeah, you can get to England or so if you.
Yeah.
You can, I always think of a more strange way of doing it.
Depends how creative you are. And the Tosafot points out, like we explained a little bit more, that then Eliezer, since there is cases where the deraisa is mutter, we need to distance ourselves further. So that's the point. Bereshit according to the Rabbanon, where the deraisa is not mutter, it's so we're not going to mistakenly come to the amount of the deraisa if we do a perfectly valid Rabbanon, but it's more similar to the deraisa. Whereas in Eliezer, we might go over the boundary because there's cases where you're allowed to go over the boundary. Fine. So the Mishnah. Karen Shaloka Be'etzbo'o. Karen got a wound on Shabbos. And he has to do the Avodah. Karen let Gemi be Mikdash. He's allowed to take Gemi, which is a material from a type of reed which grows. It's a very pliable type of an item. So you can wrap that around on the wounds on Shabbos. I will have Medina. That's not much to do with Medina because it's a form of refuah, and refuah is also in the Medina. However, the Mishnah says, if you did it with the intention of causing it to bleed, with the belief that part of the way you cleanse the wound, etc., is by pressing on it and forcing some of the blood out, and that's his intent by putting on the gemi. So he's doing the malach of chayvul, taking blood out. So that's also even the mikdash. So krashi karlo gemi, melbisha gemi merape yasamata. Even though gemi has a nature, it doesn't just act as protection, but actually has a healing, the fibers, etc., help the blood coagulate, and whatever it does over there, and it pulls some of the bad blood out, whatever it does, there's a ripui involved. So refuah is also in Shabbos. It's necessary for the avoda of the mikdash. It's mutter. Now, why is it necessary for the mikdash? Do the avoda with you have a wound in your hand. Okay, so you do it. Well, that's the problem. The lav arach ara shiteira makosai im haavoda. It's not like derech eretz. You come in front of the king with this big gaping wound. You don't make it look. It'll make it look a little more aesthetically pleasing. So that's called tarech avodah. And therefore, mechasa yisoy begemi. You want to cover it with a gemi. I love medina. The merape b'shabbos. It does refuah b'shabbos shroisi ba'aser. So that is true. In halacha, doing something which just acts as a shield is mutter. It's not called refuah. You're just letting the body heal itself, protecting it from getting further damage. But gemi has a nature that it's merapa, that it actually helps in the healing process, so that's also to do in bimedinu.
It doesn't matter that there are other kohanim.
Let's I don't remember seeing it now. Remember, learning the Mishnah is that somebody on the page raises the question, different if there's another kohen or not. I think there was one said that he wants to do the avodah. That's his tzarich avodah. The other one answered that the case was that he was only kohen available. Okay. Vimahotidam, Shemahatra Gemi Kelahotzi Dama, he puts it on tight. So Rashi, there's two reasons why putting the gemi on tight, which causes it to bleed, is also. Number one, your argument is that the reason why we're allowed to do this whole thing anyway is because this facilitates the avoda. Whether the blood comes out or not is not relevant for the avoda. That's for the person's personal desire to help it heal. So that's not tzarach avoda. So that's not going to be mutter. Why the haver lechayvul va'amalacha lo mishri legabayo? And furthermore, we could argue even more. That's not a drabon. It's a deraisa. So forget about it. Chayvul goes under like most rishonim. I mean, except for the Rama, the vast majority of rishonim say the chayvul goes under the malacha of shkita. So it's Shachit is not on the neshama, so you can take out a full neshama. Any blood you're taking out, dam is nefesh, so you're taking out some element of neshama. Rashi Shita in Shabbos is that by chayvul, and with a person's chayvul without the need for the blood, not planning to use the blood is chayv. It's a kol malacha either because. It's not called malacha she'sichlo gufo because that's not the definition of the malacha isn't the dam. The definition of the malacha is the act of being chayvul. So she says in his void that you don't have a malacha over here. The Arsam Rishonim would say that no, that's only considered a malacha. The person would want to use the blood which is coming out. Which was many times they would use the blood. They use the blood for fertilizer. We had a masachta, they would use the blood. You know, there's other things they would do. They would use it for. But this case over here, that wasn't going to happen. So they're going to have to learn over here that like the first shot in Rashi, it wasn't Sarach Avodah.
So the mikvah stuff, we do need the blood.
I think of the Kayan.
The Shechita both performs two functions.
Right. The mikvah, you need the blood, right. But over here, we're talking about for the kohen. We don't need the blood of the kohen. The blood of the korban used. Now, the Rashi over here presents that the hoti dam because you're mahadik it. So you get the halacha. The Magen Rambam is medak from Rashi that you just put it on without pressure. Even though it has a natural it has a natural tendency to wick blood out of the body, that's not a problem. But there's a Rashi, I'm going to say maybe it's in Zvachim, Rashi seemed to say no, that the natural wicking tendency of the material would also be a problem. So we pass on halacha l'maaseh to put on onto the wound a type of material which has certain materials which have a natural tendency to wick out the blood. That's also because that's called you're doing the chayvul by putting that thing which has that with the rice or the bonner, but you're doing chayvul.
Is there shear?
Is there a shear? Even if there be a shear, shear is for chiyuv chatas for isri. Even a little bit is also. Okay, something more.
What about those band-aids that have antibiotic on it?
So that's a refuah.
Right, but is that a refuah that would be mutter?
Well, then you have to get involved. You know what type of wound you're talking about. Type of wound, very light wound. I would say no. You lot of shield it, put a medication on. Dealing with some which there's a potential for making a person an awful mishkov, even a significant puncture, more of a puncture wound or whatever, something like that. So there's potential for infection. So that's in making a person an awful mishkov. So then you would she put medication on. In a way which is mutter, obviously you can't do mireyach. Amar Rabbi Huda Breda Rabbi Yechiya, Moshana Elab Gami. So the Morrison presents two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya's opinion. The first version is, he points out that this heter in the Mikdash is only begami. But putting a little band, that they would wear these little bands. So taking one, a small one, and putting it around where the wound is, so you have a new problem, because it's a form of a garment, and the halacha is that the kohen can't do the avoda with more than the proper amount of begadim he's supposed to wear. Same way, he can't be mechusar begadim, he can't be meyuter begadim. So he would pass the avoda, he'd be chayiv misa bidei shemayim, and pass the avoda, he puts on a tzitzel. So it's a little type of a band. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, according to this first version of this presentation, tells you who to bring to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan argues, "Lo Omar Yitur Begadim Elu B'Mokim Begadim." Yitur Begadim only applies putting more layers on part of the body where Begadim go. A person wants to put on finger cuts on his fingers, so it's not a problem Yitur Begadim. Okay, the Morris says, okay, but there's a separate issue of the law. You can't have any chatzitza between the kohen and the avoda. So if he has his bandage in his hand, so he's holding the kli which has the dam in it, so it's going to be a problem of a chatzitza. Tehillah mishum chatzitza. The Morris says, b'smol. That the wound was on his left hand. He doesn't use the left. The avoda is done with the right hand, so there's no problem with chatzitz on the left hand. Inami b'yamin, or the case could be in the right hand, but shalom b'makom avoda. It was in part of the body, part of the hand. Let's say the back of the hand, which would not be a chatzitz. It wasn't the place which is involved in the avoda. Okay, Morris says a plea of the rabba. So this version of Rabbi Yochanan would not fit with Rav. That one hair which is detached and out of place, will act as a chatzitza between the Bidei Kohuna and the body of the Kohen. They couldn't have to be worn directly on the body. So if there's a hair there, so that would be considered a chetitza, and it would pass the avoda. Then Rabbi says further, Shalom welcome begadim. If there's a problem of something which foreign matter or foreign body, and on the body, not from Mokim B'Kadim. So Sholosh Chaitzit says, if it's the size of 3x3, it's Chaitzit says. Now what it means Chaitzit says? So the Rashi says it means it's Yitzit B'Kadim. It's aspiring the same Lashon as the before. It means it's a problem. It passes the Avodah. It doesn't pass the Avodah because of Chaitzitza, but there's nothing to be Chaitzit between what, but not, where the problem is... It's not a chazitza. It doesn't pass a lavoida because of a chazitza. But it means it's yitur begadim. Because the minimal size to be considered a garment, to be considered that we look at materials is significant. That has a loch of a kabbal tumah. It's considered like a bag. It has a different bag which is in the kabbal tumah. It's 3 etzbos. By 3 etzbos. So he would have a wound in the back of his neck. There's no beggar which is worn over there. But there's no problem with chatzitza. But there's a problem with you have another beggar. But it's only a problem if it's 3x3. It's less than 3x3. It's not a beggar. It's nothing. So it's not. It doesn't pass. So Moore says. Rabbi Yochanan said tzitzil is a problem. He's Rabbi Yochanan saying tzitzil is a problem. He means even with less than 3x3. Rabbi Yochanan said all around. Shalom, welcome, begadim. It's mutter even if it is 3x3. So, so the Rava's statement that more than 3x3 is a problem is not like Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not much more, it's fine. Period. Now the question is, does he argue on out of Rav Yehuda Breder of Chia, me name of the plea? Does he argue with him also? Because the tilts of Kata is less than 3x3, and he says it's a problem. According to Rava's statement, there's less than 3x3. It's not a problem of Yitra Begadim. Our answer is no. They could agree. Shani tilts Kata the Choshim. It was like a woven type of a nice fancy band. So even if it's less than 3x3, it gets a chashivas to it, it gets a shame begad, and therefore it would be a problem of Yitra Begadim. Lishna Karina. There's a second version of Amri law of this machlokes. Amr Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya Lashana Ela Begami Al Tzilzul Katan Chaitzis. So he says Tzilzul Katan is a problem. Not in this version, not discussing Yitra Begadim. It's discussing Chatzitza. Amr Amr Chatzitza Bepachas Mishalosh Hasholosh Ela Malkam Begadim. That Chatzitza is only a problem when it's too small. It's where the begadim are. Since over here, Abba Shlomo, the begadim, shalosh shalosh chaytzit tzayis, pachas shalosh ain chaytzit tzayis. So, less than three, it's not a problem. Again, over here, the word chaytzit means a yitzit begadim. Vahana the Rava. So it means, according to that version, Rabbi Yochanan is mamash saying Rava's opinion. The Shlomo, the begadim, it's only a problem if it's a certain size. Vahano the Rava Omer of Chista. That would be Rabbi Yochanan is exactly taking the same opinion as Rava Omer, the name of Chista. Morris says Leimer Pliga the Rehuda Braid the Rechia. So Bchara means Rehuda and Rechia is arguing on that. So Morris answers no. Shani says Lekatan the Choshev. He holds that he would agree with the Rava's statement, but Lekatan is different. The Rabbi Yochanan Ada Ashminan Gemi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about. So B'Makom Avoda, there's a problem. The whole shtickle is Shloim B'Makom Avoda, and the shear has to be 3x3. And so it means Gemi is only a problem. It's 3x3. You could have told me the Kiddush, the Shmina of Tzilzul Katan, which even less than 3x3 is a problem. So why did the Tana, why did the Tana Kama pick on Gemi, and you're forced to say it's a certain size? It could have picked on Tzilzul, which would have been allowed even a smaller size. The more answers. The reason why it chose Gemi was because there's a side element of Kiddush that Gemi has, like Rashi pointed out, it has four properties. So it's not just a shield. So therefore, in Medina, it's also. Whereas Tzilzul doesn't have that, so Tzilzul Medina would be Mutter. So. That's why it shows Gemi.
Like, even though it's not Nikar, that it's for four purposes. Or are we assuming that it is Nikar is for four purposes?
I'm sure it's a question of Nikar. If you're doing it, you chose that because that has elements of Rafu, so it's also, what is Nikar?
No, like, let's say I eat an orange, right? Because I think it's going to help you for Rafu.
Halachas Oichalim Michael Breen is not Osir because you know, a lot of food. The Chazal never asked eating food. Beit Hanan, if you would take something which wasn't the Michael Breen, that's the whole vitamin. Vitamins are not Michael Breen. The person's taking vitamins to strengthen his constitution to prevent them, you know, an illness. What's that called? But the starting point, but you're taking a vitamin. Okay, let's see. Let's hold the